Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
All right, let's start with the huddle. So what's up? How's your week been? What haven't you told me about this week?
Yeah, I talked to you a lot. I've told you a lot. It's been great. I've had a lot of positive conversations with people this week. And so at the beginning of the week, I think the reason why is I decided that I need to get better about expressing gratitude with people. So I've been much more conscious of trying to pay compliments and trying to boost people up. And I have to say, it just feels really good. So that's what's up with
welcome.
Me.
You're welcome. I have had
a good job.
Yes. Nice work. I've had some really good conversations, positive conversations with leaders this week, talking about their practices around one-on-ones and their communications with the people that they take care of and manage. And it's been fascinating to see some patterns there and to also get feedback on a product that we're working on that we're not ready to talk about just yet. But I'm getting a lot of really good feedback, and that makes me very happy. I don't think I've expressed to you like how much good feedback that I've gotten.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. All right, so let's jump into the review. So Greg, this week's review is about stack ranking employees. Fill us in.
So yeah, I not too long ago just serendipitously turned on NPR, which I don't do as much as I used to, while driving around town, and got into the middle of a conversation on a show called The Hidden Brain, and an episode in particular called Innovation 2.0, Multiplying the Growth Mindset. And where I started listening was when they started to talk about stack ranking employees. And they went into the history of it, how it came out of business practices at GE in the 80s, and how companies use stack ranking to basically measure employees against each other, right? Not against an archetype or stereotype, but against each other. And that in some cultures, like they talk about like in WeWork, they just automatically, if you're in the bottom 10, 20% of that stack rank, you get let go, you get fired. And so it's just thinking about like stack ranking, and yeah, it's bad. Like 360 reviews, 360 degree reviews could also be bad. But I got thinking about, well, what if, how would stack ranking change if all of a sudden, as you put people up and down this list, that where the leadership puts those people also then either elevates or drags down their corresponding managers and leaders, right? So the people that are responsible for that person, responsible for hiring them, for mentoring them, for training them, for leading them, managing them. What if all of a sudden you started to correlate that data with their own stack rank, right?
And so accountability for the leader.
Exactly.
As well as the employee.
Mm-hmm. Right. See. And just thinking about, again, 360 reviews and how the same, like, what if there was some kind of correlation to the leadership based on like how that person's review came out? And then I got to thinking, and you know, this is kind of my question back to you, for the sake of conversation here, is we put in a lot of time to measure individuals, right? And scoring them. And we do this, and I think most of us do this in an effort to be helpful, right? To keep some accountability for the individual, for the team, for the leaders, but really is for the individual. What if we do the same for the team and the company as a whole, right? Why do we spend so much time on individuals? Why are we not, looking at measuring how they work effectively as a team and how they work with others, right? There's just so many more. We have to, I guess that's my way of saying, we really should elevate outside of the practice of measuring individuals when we work as teams.
Right. The sum is greater than the parts. So why are we just evaluating the parts and not the sum?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. One comment that you mentioned, I think there's like, there's an exception for me. And it's sometimes employees are not doing well in their job because they're just not suited for that job, or they're just not good at that job.
Yeah, sure.
And that doesn't always reflect on the leader. I feel like at that point, there's more accountability on the leader identifying and trying to coach someone out of that. So they should be measured on that. Like, what was the effort that was made to help turn this person around or put them on the right path?
Yeah, I could think of when you and I worked together in the past, a particular individual that was put on a PIP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sadly for us, I think working together, we've seen people put on those kinds of performance plans and they didn't make it, right? No matter what the effort was, they didn't make it. But I could think of one case in particular where that person, not only did they went above and beyond, and they moved out of that low point in their career to become one of the highest performing individuals in the company. And not just in their work, but even personality wise, right? They really worked themselves out of a ditch. Excuse me. And I want to say that upon reflection of that, like, we did give accolades to the particular leader that was in it, you know, managing that person. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, this whole thing is just gave me some pause of like, one, I can't believe that people are still stack ranking individuals. What an abysmal, horrible way to just treat people, right?
There's a thought about that too. Just thinking about, like, this is a generational issue, right? Like, this is definitely how our parents and grandparents were evaluating each other.
Sure,
I feel like we are getting away from this. And just thinking about culture, you know, like, I have kids and I've been to little league games and seen crazy parents yelling at each other. And then, you know, every kid in the whole league gets a trophy at the end. Like, there's, you know, controversial topic. Like,
yeah.
When does it, how does it end? When does it end? You know, like, when do we start getting smarter about treating employees like team members and human beings and not like factory workers? I think that's really what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we are, just the fact that we are talking about it means that other people are talking about it. And I think that we're pushing toward better ways of evaluating people and teams and companies.
So we're working on that right now in a, you know, kind of a different aspect, but I really feel like this is something you and I could put a dent in terms of helping people figure out, you know, not just different ways of measuring individuals and helping them, but again, really focusing on team and the company.
I agree. Awesome. I love this topic. Let's move on to the hit list. So, Greg, what's on your list this week? You start first.
Okay. So one of the things I got to bring to attention, because it kind of made me stop in my tracks, is Chris Glass's blog post on how I'm doing the internet in 2024. And it was Chris is a guy I've known for a long time, incredibly talented designer. And what, just one of those guys always feels to me like he's just got a good sense in life, you know, kind of a good, just how he does everything in life. And this kind of is his manual for just how he interacts with the internet at large, and does so, I'd say, in a very healthy way. So we're going to post a link. Check it out. Seriously recommend it for anybody who finds themselves on their phone or on the internet a lot during the week.
I'll give that one a plus one. My first up is listening. So I was traveling for work a couple weeks ago, and I notoriously just don't sleep in hotel rooms. So I found this podcast called Sleep With Me, where this guy just basically mumbles nonsense for hours, mumbles you to sleep. And at first I thought, like, no way, this is annoying. His voice is kind of annoying. But then I woke up the next morning in disbelief, like, it actually worked. And I've used it a few times this past week, and I basically don't make it past the ads in the beginning. So it's a good one.
I'm going to have to check that out for mm-hmm. somebody that I live with who has yes. a challenge sleeping. So my next up is a book that I just found out about. It was recommended to me by somebody on Mastodon, And it's called Shopkeeping: Stories, Advice, and Observations by Peter Millar. So I'm probably butchering his last name, but Peter has a bookstore in Seattle, downtown Seattle, that you used to have to kind of go down a little alleyway. It wasn't on the street, but his shop is a bookstore, architectural bookstore. But in there, he's got different things. Think of it as like the coolest stuff out of Denmark and Sweden, you know, kind of sprinkled around these gorgeous coffee table, you know, big design books. And he's had his shop for like 30, 40 years. It's a charming book about a charming store. And I think especially for those of us who sit in, you know, behind a computer for a livelong day, to just get the perspective of somebody who doesn't and sits in a small shop surrounded by books. It's just it just gives you a different feeling, a different vibe, and just something I think everybody could use a little bit of.
Sensing a theme in your reading this week, and it's about disconnecting. My next one is about an article that I read. It's called "Is the Party Over for Scrum Masters and Agile Coaches?" So I read it and immediately like wrote a reaction blog to it at my website, brettharned.com. But basically it says agile transformation is complete in some organizations and they're letting scrum masters and agile roles go by big numbers. So it's really interesting to see, like, I've always been the person that's like tried to rage against the buzzword because I have seen people try it and it just doesn't work. But people jumped on it, right? Like, it was a big buzz like 10 years ago. People jumped on it. Cottage industry was built around it. They're
agile
now
transformation.
Also, yeah, like those companies and consultancies are kind of like crumbling in some spaces from what I'm seeing. But all these people paid to get certified and they jumped on this like career path, and little did they know their job was really just to like I say in my blog post, be a corporate dog trainer, but really like you're just like a high level process trainer and nobody needs that for a long term, especially at a high salary. So it's a good article. Check it out.
It is a good article. All right. So my last one this week is the new album by Vampire Weekend. No matter how you feel about Vampire Weekend, I feel like their latest album called Only God Was Above Us is amazing. They were on Saturday Night Live a couple weekends ago. Mm-hmm. Fantastic show there on SNL, but I cannot stop listening to this album. So much so that I looked up their concert list and found they're going to be in Seattle in June. So I bought two tickets and I just cannot wait to see them. But
we're seeing them in Philly.
Can't stop. Are you really? Nice.
Yeah, in September. I saw them on their very first tour in a church basement. I'm a big fan. I love that album.
Wow. That would be a very cool venue. Anyway, I can't stop listening to this album. I won't stop listening. Encourage everyone to do the same.
Check it out. All right. So my last one is something that I'm using. So I'm going to hold it up here, actually.
Hold it up for the radio people.
Yes, I'm going to hold up we're going to do some grams, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got this. I use these Serasa Fine Point Zebra Clip Pens. Do you ever use these? They're like nothing like super fancy, but they're so good and they come in all different colors. So, and then I use Field Notes. So this one is like a spring kind of like embossed Field Notes. So I had a Field Notes subscription for a long time, but they piled
up. Didn't we all?
I have this giant box full of Field Notes.
I have the exact same box. I bet you the people listening to this podcast have their own box of Field Notes.
And like, I love them. Like, I'm saying boo to digital tools. I think there's a theme in there again.
Yep.
Like, I like to have a notebook and a pen. So that's what I'm using.
Very nice. Okay, time to wrap this up with our weekly high five. Brett, what are you celebrating?
Well, I mean, you already teased it and we should have high-fived about it earlier, but we're getting good feedback on this new product. Like, I'm so excited to create a physical thing that you and I collaborated on, and to get good feedback on it just feels really good. So high five.
High five. So, and my addition is, it looks like we're about to sign a really awesome project with a really interesting client. So knock on wood, surfaces, salt over the shoulder, whatever, that goes through, because that's how it goes in the consulting world. But things are looking up and up. So high five.
Double high five. Awesome. Have I guess that's week. It. Have a good week.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.